presents. Yes. Okay, Christmas is nice because it's the giving and the receiving of presents, isn't it? So, who of you would like a gift? Okay, kom, ek het vir jou ene. Ek het net twee and I've got one for you as well. Dit is vir jou enetjie, en dit is vir jou enetjie. Okay, great. We ran out of gifts. But isn't that what makes Christmas great for children? And for parents, and for grown-ups? The giving and the receiving of gifts. We wake up with a great anticipation of this day, because there is a lot to give and a lot to receive. And I think that's something that we all grew up with. But this day is more than just the giving and receiving of gifts. It is the celebration of the greatest gift given to mankind. And I want us to just reflect on that great gift that was given to us in this day. And I want us to, maybe as adults, I would like to ask you this question. What is this gift of God that was given to us? What is this great and awesome gift that God gave us? Now you're a child, you'll have the right answer. I want us adults just to think about that. And while you're thinking about what is this gift that God gave us, I want us to turn to Romans chapter 6, verse 23. As I was praying and asking God what to share, He gave me this portion of scripture that is quite unusual for Christmas. And as I read it more and more, God started to speak to me about this portion of scripture. And I just love the Word of God. I love how God speaks through it. And here in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, we read that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our God, our Lord. Yeah, in the Amplified Version, it says it beautifully. It says, the wages which sin pays is death, but the bountiful free gift of God is eternal life through, in union with, Jesus Christ our Lord. And that is so powerful because it actually speaks about the gift of God. It speaks about this that we celebrate. You know, it's so interesting if you look at this portion of scripture, this single verse, we see that on the one side there is wages. And then on the other side, there is a gift. In the one side, something pays. But on the other side, it is free. In the one side, there is death. And on the other side, there is life. And right in the middle between the wages and the free and the paying and the gift and the death and the life is a relationship. It's a relationship with Christ. It is a union with Him. It is a relationship that leads from the one to the other. Where there was wages and paying and death, there is now a free gift for and from God. That is so powerful. In the middle, we see a relationship with Christ. And there's so much that one can say about all these different things. And I only have 20 minutes. So I ask God for wisdom to do it in 20 minutes. Because as a teacher, I'm so tempted to say a lot. By writing this one verse, we see the heart of God and actually the true gift of God. There's somebody here that's very special to me. Someone that I love very much. And I have a gift for her. Someone besides my wife, I already gave her one. She already received a gift. But someone who has laid down her life for the poor. Someone that has laid down a life for the marginalized, the rejected, the outcast. Someone that has opened our heart and drew them near to our own chest and showered them with something that the world did not deem them worthy of. Someone that gave them love. Someone that went through a lot of pain in this life and a lot of rejection, and despite all of that, still manages to give of this abundance of life and love that she has received. And I want to honor that person today as an illustration. And I know she's here somewhere. Ronelle, are you here? There she is. She has given a lot in this life. And I have a gift for you, Ronelle. And I want to bless you with this gift. I want you to receive it. Come. I want to give you a hug as well. So I have a gift for you, Ronelle, but before you take it, there's some chairs at the back upholstery that are broken, and it needs to be fixed. And the toilets are a bit dirty. So if you can clean them first, and then I'll come and check, and if it's clean enough, you can have the gift. Is this a gift? No, it's not a gift anymore, is it? It all of a sudden became wages. All of a sudden, she had to earn it. And if she's worthy enough, she may have it. And that's the difference between life and religion, isn't it? Doesn't all religions teach that? That there is a gift for you, but you have to earn it first. And if you are good enough, only then can you receive it. And that's also religion within Christianity, is it not so? That God has come to give you a gift, but only if you're worthy of it. Only if you work. Only if you deserve. And only if you prove yourself are you worthy of this gift. But that's not God's heart. That's not a free gift. A gift is something that I give to someone because I love her. Not because she earns it or any other reason. But simply because I love her. So I want you to have this gift because I love you. Because I love you. She didn't know I was going to do that, otherwise she wouldn't have volunteered. The life that God gives is a gift, and it's free. It's a free gift that we cannot earn. It's a free gift that we do not deserve. It is a gift that is given to us motivated by love. And you know what? The only thing that you and I need to do is to come and receive it. Just like Ronelle stood up and received that gift, that's all that we need to do to receive this free gift that God has given to us. He's extending this gift, this invitation to all of us, to the whole world, and He says, this is yours. It is absolutely free. You do not deserve it. You cannot earn it. By my grace, I'm extending it towards you because I love you. You only need to collect it. And it's yours. It's an expression of love. Have you ever thought what it would communicate to me if Ronelle decided not to receive the gift? Something that I have thought of and blessed her with as an expression of my love, and then she would decide not to receive that. What would that communicate to me? Because you know what? We've all been in situations where we have given gifts, and the joy of seeing our children and our friends and our loved ones open that gift and being blessed by it. If you refuse the gift, you also refuse the giver. And that's the reality of life. There's a God that loves us so much and has given us this awesome gift, but we need to receive it. Who of you have ever refused the gift? Is there anybody that's ever refused the gift? Who of you have been in authority or in government, local government? Where, Stephen? I'm sure you've been offered gifts before. Sometimes we refuse gifts because of the motivation behind them. God's motivation is love. But if you refuse the gift, you also refuse the giver. You know what is so interesting? If you study scripture, whenever it talks of the gift of God, it's actually not referring to Christ. The gift of God is eternal life. That is through Christ. And in this day, so many people celebrate Christmas. And in that celebration, we give and receive gifts as an expression of what God has given us. But you know what? The gift of God is not Jesus in the manger. That's not the gift of God. The gift of God is the life that He gives us through Christ. Jesus is the source, is the key, is the means to a life with God. The free gift that God extends to everyone is eternal life in His presence as His children, that we can come to Him without fear, without judgment, without constraint, that we can come to Him and know that He loves us and He accepts us and that we are His children and that He has dealt with every requirement of the law and everything that would hinder us to come into His presence. That is the free gift of God. It is life. Christ is the means to that life. It is through Christ. He is the key. He is the source. Theologically, He is the life. But it is the life that is the gift of God. It is not the baby in the manger. It is the life that that baby brings that is the gift of God. That life that God promised us, that He freely gives us, is a gift that is found in Christ. Christ is the source and the key of this life. This life is a relationship with God. It is a relationship with a loving God. That is the gift of God extended to all mankind, because we were separated from Him because of our own sinfulness. We could not enter into His presence, and the consequence of that was death. But God loved us so much that He gave His Son so that we may have life. That is the gift of God. Being able to come to Him without fear, without being weighed by the law. There's nothing that separates us. The veil has been torn so that we can come into His presence. The presence of an Abba Father that we can call on. A relationship with Him. The focus of this life is not the eternal part either. So many people read this and they see the eternal life. You know what? The focus of this scripture is not eternal life. It is life. Because whether you accept this gift or reject this gift, you will live eternally. It will, however, determine where you spend eternity. But eternity is a given. It's whether it's going to be death or life. The gift that God gives us is life. That free gift that we receive is eternal life found in Christ, in union with Him. We find this relationship that is the source of life. Now, can I ask the children something? Wie van julle het al ooit 'n geskenk gekry en dit nooit oopgemaak nie? Niemand nie. Who have you gotten a gift and then never opened it? No one. Isn't it amazing that Most of us, whatever gift we've received, is there anybody here that has received the gift and it's still wrapped after years? Never opened. Why not? Because the gift is not the packaging, is it? The gift is not the box. The reason we open gifts is because the gift is inside, isn't it? It's not on top, it's inside. And that's why when we receive gifts, we actually open it. Because inside is the life. It's not the packaging. That is not what it is about. It's actually what's inside that is the blessing. You know, I bought my children bicycles. Or my grandparents did. I didn't, but I wrapped it. And you know what the amazing thing is? It wasn't the wrapping that excited them, the big box. It was what was inside. And the joy of the gift was not the box and the great paper that it was wrapped in. It was the bicycle itself. And the joy is in using the bicycle. That's the gift, not the wrapping. And we find millions of people today celebrating the wrapping. They celebrate a baby in a manger, which is the wrapping of the actual gift, which is life with God. And it's not just those outside of church, but those like you and I who are here today. There are millions sitting in churches today celebrating the wrappings. You know what is the sad reality? There are millions of Christians walking around with the gift, and they've never opened it. They've never opened it. They've never discovered the life that's within it. And we are here today not to celebrate the wrappings. I believe God is inviting us to receive a gift, not the gift paper, not the box, but to actually receive, to open up this awesome gift that He has given us, which is life with Him, that is accessed in Christ through a relationship with Him. The way we open this gift is to actually have a relationship with Christ, in Him, in union with Him, so that we can access the life that God has promised and given and established for us. And that is the true meaning of Christmas, if you ask me. It's not the baby in the manger, it's not the three wise men, it's not the Christmas tree and the wrappings, but it's the fact that there is a God that so loved us that He was willing to give His Son, that whoever believes in Him, have a relationship with Him, are in union with Him, can have the life that He came to give. And that is what it's really all about. Life is inside. Life is not the packaging. It is inside. And inside there is a relationship, a union with Christ. It is the knowing Him that produces life, not the knowing about Him. And my prayer today is simply this, that we will not only celebrate the packaging, but that we will celebrate the life that is found in Christ, in a relationship with Him, in knowing Him, in spending time with Him, in saying, God, I want to thank You for what You have given me through Your Son. And Lord, that faith in You and a relationship with You and knowing You and spending time with You and getting to see You, God, produces this life eternal within me, this joy. And I want to encourage you this day, as we go to our families and our friends, that we will not just celebrate the wrappings, but that we will celebrate the gift, which is a relationship with God. Knowing Him, coming into His presence, being filled by His love and His peace and His joy, and be able to share that. Now I want to encourage you, if you already opened this box and And you've been receiving this gift of knowing of relationship with God through Christ, His Son. And you find that place in Christ where you know His heart, you know His voice, you know His presence. You feel His love. I want to encourage you, if you've received that gift, to also share that gift. Because in the natural, Christmas is not just about receiving gifts. It's about giving gifts. And we have received the greatest gift that there is, the knowledge and the relationship with God. I want to encourage you to also give that gift. Just yesterday, my two girls were arguing over who can play with a hamster. Because we only have one hamster. And that hamster is my oldest daughter's hamster. And the youngest one went into the kitchen to play with the hamster. And you know what happens? The oldest were not playing with the hamster at the time. But because the youngest is playing with the hamster, that is an issue. You know, sharing is very difficult. And I had to explain to her why she needs to share. Because just telling her to share doesn't kind of help, does it? You must share. And I sat her down and I said, my girl, the reason Jesus wants us to share is because in sharing what you have with your little sister, you're going to make her very happy. Allowing her to play with your hamster is going to make her very happy. And Jesus loves it when you make other people happy. And one of the most powerful things to make others happy is to share with them what you have received. And I want to encourage you, if you're here and you've opened this packet before, to share that. To share that relationship. And the reality of that with people around you. Don't keep it for yourself, but share it. So let us today, as we celebrate, let us celebrate what He has come to give us. A relationship with Him that leads to eternal life. Let's not just celebrate the wrappings, but let's celebrate the gift. And let's not just celebrate it, let's open it up. Let's partake of it. Speak to Jesus. Go to Him and say, God, I want to say happy birthday. Lord, I want to say happy birthday. Thank You for loving me. Thank You for giving me this opportunity to speak to You. I pray that You will fill me more with Yourself. Thank You for the life and the promises that You've given me. God, I want to know You more. Thank You that You've opened a way for me to know the Father. Father, I want to know You. I thank You that I can come into Your presence without fear. And I can know You. God, I want to know You. I want to know Your Spirit within me. I want to know Your voice. I want to know Your guidance, Your love, Your joy, Your peace. God, I want to know You more. I want to thank You that I can ask You this, and I want to thank You that I can know this. So I want to encourage you today, spend some time with God. Make use of the gift that He's given you, and you will eat of it and the blessings of it. So let us pray. Father, I want to thank You. Father, I want to thank You for this awesome gift of life in union with You. Life in relationship with You. Life that is overflowing of joy, of peace, of comfort, of knowing, of hope. God, I want to thank You, Lord, that we can access this gift freely because of Your Son. Lord, we want to thank You that You were willing to lay down Your life so that we can have this gift of eternal life with the Father. God, I want to pray for us here today, Lord, as we are here gathered. Lord, I want to pray for those, Lord, that maybe has never received this gift that You offer freely. Maybe there's somebody here today that is still struggling with guilt, still think and feel that they are not worthy to receive this awesome invitation, this awesome gift to know You, God. Maybe there's somebody here today that you do not know. You've known about, but you do not know this God that loves you so much. And maybe as you're sitting here and you're hearing about Him, You have a desire to know Him. But you've never opened this box. You've never come to this place of saying, I want to receive it. I want to open it. If that is you, I want to give you an opportunity today, because on this day, we celebrate Christ giving His life so that you can have this gift. If that is you, and you want to connect with this God that loves you so much, I just want to give you an opportunity to do that by just raising your hand. Say, here I am, God. I want to receive this gift. Thank you for that hand. Is there anybody else? You can just quickly raise your hand. There's somebody here that really wants to connect with this God and yet never opened this gift. Maybe there's somebody here today that has been walking around with this gift. You've been walking around with this gift. And yet you've never opened it. You've received it. You've taken hold of it. You believe it. But it's like you've never really opened it. You go to church and you go to Sunday school and you been to all the meetings and you've heard all the sermons, but you've never opened this gift. If that is you, I really believe God is encouraging today, on this day, that He's given His Son for you and me to open that box, to take that step and open it up. If that is you, I want to give you an opportunity just to respond to God and say, God, here I am. I want to open this box. That is you, just raise your hand before Him. Thank you for that hand. Drop it again. Is there anybody else? Thank you. Is there anyone else? Thank you. I'll give a few moments, because I know there are some people that still needs to open this box and discover the life that He has promised. Father, I want to thank You for each and every person that are here today, Lord. I want to pray, Father, that we will have the boldness not just to eat of it, but to share it. Father, I want to thank You, Lord, that You have given Your life so that we may know You as a Father, not as a creed, not as a saying, not as a set of principles, but a living God with whom we can have a relationship, in whom we can find the peace and the love and the joy and the confidence of a loving Father. Lord, I want to pray for these hands, and I want to ask You, if you raised your hand, I want to ask You to do something bold. I want to ask You to receive it. I want to ask You to receive this gift, and I'm going to ask You to do it in a very particular way. I want You to come forward. If you've raised your hand, I want you to come forward, because there's something powerful in this act. So if you've raised your hand, I want to ask you to quickly come forward. And that's not to embarrass you, but that is to receive. That is to act on your faith. So I want to ask those who raised your hand, if you can quickly come forward. And we're going to pray with you. You can face me. I want to give a moment for those who still raise their hands. I want to really pray with you, and I want to trust that God will bless you with this gift, that it will be real in your life. Let's just give them a hand if they come forward. Is there anybody else? I'm going to give you a moment. You want to join us here in front? And I'm going to pray with these people, and I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for coming to a place to receive of Him. And I want to pray. I want to invite you. This is what you know of God. This is what you have received of Him. I want to encourage you today to share that. Share that with your family. Share that with your friends. Share that with Him. Don't let this day pass without sharing with God. And I'm going to dismiss this meeting, and I'm going to say thank you so much. I'm going to pray for these awesome people that has come to this point to open something that God has blessed you with for eternity. And I'm going to pray a prayer and then I'm going to dismiss this meeting and we're going to pray with you, if that is okay. Just for a few minutes. Father, I want to thank you for these awesome people, Lord. What is, can I give you a hug? Okay. Father, I want to thank you for these people, Lord. I want to thank you for their lives. God, I want to thank you that they have taken this step today, Lord, to receive that what you have given, to receive the fullness of what you have given through your Son, Lord. God, I want to thank you that today is a great celebration in heaven, God, because everything that you have sent your Son to do has found its fulfillment in these lives today, God. Today, God, heaven rejoices because it was all worth it. It was worth sending your Son. It was worth humbling yourself. It was worth becoming like man. It was worth becoming like a servant. It was worth suffering in this world. It was worth being ridiculed, being tortured, being whipped, being crucified. It was worth being taunted and slandered while you were hanging on the cross. It was worth it. It was worth taking all the sin of the world upon yourself. It was worth facing your Father turning away from you and facing the judgment of a holy God. It was worth dying. It was worth the resurrection. It was worth everything because of these people, Lord, because of these men, God, that are standing here today, God. You are saying it is worth it. And there's a great celebration because today the fulfillment of everything that I sent my Son for is completed within their lives because they are turning to me because of my Son, because of my love, because of my grace. God, and I want to thank you for that, Lord. I want to pray that you will bless them, God, as they stand here today, Lord. I want to pray that you will feed them of yourself, Lord. I want to thank you, Father, that you will fill them with your joy, with your peace, God, with your comfort, with your voice in your presence, God. I want to pray, Father, that they will never be the same again, Lord, as they bring their lives to you, God, as they come to you, and they say, Father, thank you for this gift. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for coming. May God bless you richly in this day. And may you enjoy your holiday and your family. And may you bless people around you with the love and the life that you have in Christ Jesus. There is lots of nice coffee and rusks and cool drinks and stuff outside or just behind you at the back of the hall. And for those of you who would like to join us for picnic at lunch, please meet my wife. She's going to be right here in front. Thank you so much. Amen. Can I have some counselors that will help me to pray? May God bless you. And celebrate the gift and not the wrappings. Amen. She's thankful. Right. We're going to pray with you. I'm going to put this thing off.
But she still has days. She can't hold back. This is a Monday night morning. When they wear the matching shirts. This is a Wednesday night dinner. As soon as he got home from work.